This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 142 for Thursday, November 14th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are falling back on Thursday afternoon, turning lower from earlier increases. At the final settlement, the January canola contract drops $21.50 at $627.60 per ton. The March contract falls $20.70 at $640.80 per ton. Pressure on canola is coming from weakness in the Chicago soy complex. Losses in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed are adding more weight on canola. Modest upticks in crude oil are trying to temper further losses in the vegetable oils. As well, there's uncertainty surrounding canola oil exports to the United States for biofuel production. The incoming Trump administration is reportedly not too friendly towards biofuels. The Canadian dollar continues to fall on Thursday afternoon as the loonie retreats to 71.24 U.S. cents, compared to Wednesday's close of 71.53. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports a private sale for 176,000 tons of current crop soybeans to unknown destinations. With Veterans Day, the USDA postpones its weekly export sales report to Friday. The U.S. National Oilseed Processors Association is set to issue its monthly crush report on Friday, a record crush of 196.84 million bushels of soybeans is expected. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reports ethanol production for the week ending November 8th averages a record 1.113 million barrels per day, with stock steady at 22 million barrels. With more favorable weather for South America, CONAB nudges up its calls on Brazil's soybean production to 166.14 million tons and corn to 119.81 million. Meanwhile, the Rosario Grain Exchange estimates Argentina's soybean crop to top off at 53.5 million tons, its corn at 51 million tons, while the country's wheat is at 18.8 million tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Thursday, with the January contract dropping 20 cents at $9.87.5 per bushel. December soy oil loses about 0.75 cents at 44.44 cents per pound. December soy meal is down $4.60 at $287 per short ton. Also in Chicago, December corn pulls back 7.5 cents at $4.19 per bushel. December oats gain 6.5 cents at $3.48.5. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as Chicago December gives up 11 cents at $5.30. Kansas City December foregoes 8 cents at $5.33. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December loses 3 cents at $5.68. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Thursday, November 14th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.